Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, we're going to be talking to Catherine Rehise Boyd of the Western States Petroleum Association about energy, fuel, and California. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across Northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
When Roe versus Wade was overturned, I couldn't believe it.
50 years of progress gone in an instant.
Now I hear Sam Brown was chairman of a group that fought to ban abortion.
With no exceptions, even for rape or incest.
And not only that, Sam Brown tried to hide it now that he's running for Senate, leaving it off his official campaign documents so we wouldn't find out.
It's no surprise that Sam Brown wants to hide his extreme views.
But we know he's not for us.
Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Catherine Rehise Boyd, who is the president of the Western States Petroleum Association. Catherine, great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Paul.
Real quick, tell people, it goes by WISPA. What is WISPA?
Yeah, WISPA is the Western States Petroleum Association. And so we are a trade association that represents the oil and gas industry in both the traditional oil and gas space and sort of in the new innovative space. And we cover California, Washington, Oregon, Arizona, and the great state of Nevada. And so we represent all the oil and gas companies, regulation, legislation, legal issues, you name it. We are basically their face with the public, with the lawmakers, with you, with the media, to share information and have good exchanges on what's relevant in the energy space.
Well, and we know as Nevadans, with the second highest fuel prices in the country, a lot of that is being driven by what happens in the Golden State. And we've seen some back and forth with our governor, telling Gavin Newsom, governor of California, hey, you've got this tax that is not just going to affect California. It's going to have impacts on Nevada, which gets 88% of its fuel from the Golden State. It's going to have impacts on Arizona. So, hey, Gavin, maybe you want to dial that back a bit. Can you tell us what they're trying to do to the refiners in California and what the impact is going to be?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. And first, I just, to put the landscape for Nevada on the table here, you're right, 88% of the fuel from the state of California goes to Nevada. But in northern Nevada, where we all reside, right, myself included in Carson City, we've got basically most 100% of the fuel with a little bit of trucking from Utah during the winter, but about 100% of the fuel from the Northern California refiners. So that comes over the Calnev line. And in Vegas, it's a little different for Nevada. There's only about, there's about 80% of the fuel that comes from Southern California refiners. So, and then a little bit from the East line from Texas. But for Nevada itself, it is hugely dependent on California policy, to your point. And in California, we don't really have an energy plan. And so why should Nevada care about that? Because you're impacted by every decision California makes. So as California policies bring more cost to the fuel, you know, fuel supply, to gasoline, to diesel, to jet fuel, and when that occurs, that impacts Nevada prices at the pump. And so all the decisions, first of all, just to even have a business in California is super expensive. So you've got that. And then you have a plethora of environmental regulations that add cost to the cost of gasoline. And some of those are environmental programs, not saying they're not meritorious in some forms, but they do add cost. And then of course, taxes, fees, et cetera, et cetera. So where we are now is at a point where any additional regs or decisions that are made, it's like the straw on the camel's back when the camel's already breaking in at its knees. So what you just referenced, the refinery margin tax, which is basically a tax on profits. So think about that for any business, putting a cap on your profits and what that does to the economics of your business. In a business that's already struggling with maintaining fuel supplies at an affordable cost for every person that lives in California, Nevada, and Arizona. We also supply most of the fuel to the state of Arizona from Southern California. So every regulation, including that one, will have an impact. And what's even more strikingly is as California does policies like banning the internal combustion sale of cars in 2035, which, by the way, starts phasing in 2026. That's, you know, a year and a half away. That is going to have a huge impact on our ability to supply the Nevada market as we continue to supply a declining market in California, not because we don't have 48 million people who live there with 36 million cars and trucks, but because policies are driving towards pure electrification and away from the internal combustion engine. Huge impacts for California, huge impacts for Nevada and Arizona. And when you look at some of the polling data that I know we might reference here on this call, it is significant and Nevadans are very worried.
So let's talk about that polling data really quick, because you know we were part of the poll. For all transparency, Nevada Trucking Association, we were part of the poll with a number of other organizations. Hey, asking Nevadans what they think about some of the policies we've seen come out of the Biden-Harris administration, some of the policies that have come out of the Golden State. So, Catherine, what do Nevadans think about some of these policies?
They're not too happy. Not too happy, Paul. So people in Nevada, and certainly actually throughout the nation, but in Nevada where the polling was done, they don't want government banning cars. They don't want government mandating electric vehicles, and they don't want government imposing regs that restrict consumer choice, freedom of choice, the types of cars that really best meet their family needs and their budget. Now, I'm very, very pleased with Governor Lombardo's engagement on this topic. As you noted, he is very engaged. He's actually engaged in the conversation in California, which is exceptional. And his 100%. Leadership is in his, I call it authentic engagement, is just super appreciated. And now he's my governor, so I can say all those things. But if you care about fuel costs and you're concerned about these bans and mandates, it's really what the poll also said is everyone is looking at how the candidates in the presidential race and any candidate are feeling on these issues. That is something very, very important to them. And so that also, I think, is reflective of some of the data that we're seeing. And it's really remarkable. It is like, you know, I think the polling was done between June 29th and July 1st, something like that. And the voter sentiment and the direction of the country on that issue, on this candidate issue, you know, 63% of Nevadans oppose gas bans on cars. That's amazing.
Hey, that shows that, hey, Nevadans, at least 63% of them are pretty smart.
Yeah.
We are here with Catherine Rehise-Boyd, who is the president of the Western States Petroleum Association. And we're going to be right back with her, continuing our conversation on energy on Nevada Newsmakers.
We're at Tamarack Casino at Nevada Steak with Chef Mike Mahoney. You have fabulous food here. This halibut is extraordinary.
The halibut was awesome. It was fun to cook. You get a nice sear on top, and then we baste that with a little bit of butter and garlic and herbs and stuff. It's fabulous.
It's a lot of butter.
It is.
And it looks really good, and it tastes even better. I'm trying this, which is the crab cake. You've got this crispy coating on the outside. What is that?
Actually, that's cornflakes.
Huh?
Cornflakes.
Really?
Yes, sir. The crispiness of the cornflake just adds more crispiness to the already, you know, crispy crab cake. It's awesome.
It's my favorite, and I'm a crab cake fanatic. Okay, this I just tried for the first time. It's ahi tuna in a whole different way.
Ahi tuna, it's a tuna tartare. It's ground up. We mix it with a little bit of spicy mayo, a little avocado puree, and our house-made ponzu sauce in there as well.
It tastes to me like sushi without the rice.
It's sushi.
Got all the flavorings, but it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, ribeye steak.
Ribeye steak, classic. Harris Ranch, certified Angus beef. You can't go wrong with a good steak here.
No, and that ribeye is particularly good. Again, we tried that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It is fabulous.
Yeah.
The wedge salad. I love a wedge salad that comes with a giant hunk of bacon on it. So you've got healthy and you've got bacon.
A little bit of indulgence. Yeah, a little indulge. What's great about this one is the bacon is cooked fresh to order for every single salad. So it's nice and hot.
Folks, you've got to come to Tamarack, the casino in South Reno. It is a fabulous place to begin with. It's made even more fabulous by Nevada Steak and your great food. Thank you for inviting us. And we will be coming back over and over, because I'm in love with this tuna, I'm in love with the crab cake, well, the ribeye's pretty, well, the halibut. It's all good, folks.
Just about everything.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Catherine Rehise-Boyd, who is the president of the Western States Petroleum Association. We're continuing our conversation on energy. Catherine, when you think about what is going on in California right now, it's really driving a lot of the politics for the country. We have a number of states who have signed on to the California Air Resource Board, Clean Fleets Plan, you know, that are trying to go down that road. We have President Harris, who has said, hey, I want to ban fracking. You know, she is, of course, a Californian. You know, who has endorsed a lot of the policies that are coming out. How important do you think energy, the conversation on energy, is going to be this election cycle?
I think it's been huge. I think even Kamala Harris came out with her 4-point plan, and one of those issues is all around basically attacking our industry, but it's all about around energy and supposedly affordability. And so when you look at that, you peel that onion back, Paul. The plans that are in place, and look at, there's no one, including yourself and everyone, who understands the importance of climate change, understands the importance of a clean environment. We all want that. We all live that. We're all for that. And we all want to partner on it. But that is not what's going on. If you and I were actually to sit down and do that plan, we would actually design one that would work, because it would be an all of the above energy strategy.
100%. And you know what I do, Catherine? The first thing I would do, I'm going to do a little pitch for some of my truck guys. A truck, 2010 or newer, has the same emissions as 60 trucks from 1988. So I would get rid of the old trucks and bring new ones on. And oh my gosh, you're gonna lower the CO2 and the NOx emissions and the PM just by putting cleaner, newer technology on the road. I mean, I don't think enough credit has been given to the engineers and the industry that I get to represent, and you know, also your industry in terms of looking at things like reducing the CO2 output from fuel. I mean, renewable diesel has a third of the CO2 output as regular hydrocarbons have, and I know investments have been made on that. Why aren't we talking about those things?
Yeah, and thank you, Paul, because you know, we're screaming it from the highest mountain, right? But people who, because this, you just hit it. It's, you're talking about reducing emissions, which is what everybody should be talking about, not eliminating the very industries like yours and mine that are going to help this nation and state and Nevada get where it needs to go, including the in the interesting state of California. Used to be the golden state of California, not anymore. But you're talking about the right conversation, not the one we're having, but the right one. If we were actually focused on reducing emissions, we would be so much farther ahead than where we are now, because all we're talking about is not an all of the above energy strategy. It's a single ideology driven strategy that is a recipe for disaster if we do not do it right. And when we look at how we call molecules and electrons, right? It's transportation, fuel, electricity. Yeah. And when those don't line up, if you're not ready on one and you're not ready on the other, the only thing that's coming is a hard cliff and a cliff and a hard landing. And we laugh when some of our California agency friends say, well, it's a lumpy transition. And I'm like, I would take lumpy. It's not lumpy. We just finished a study that we'll be happy to do another segment with you on. That really looks at the infrastructure investment in the state of California and how that can impact Arizona and Nevada. It's fascinating because there are so many pinch points in the energy system right now that are not being looked about and planned for, that in the short term, we're not talking 2035, we're talking 26, 27. That we are heading for a collision course.
Hey, Catherine, we're talking about a bad wildfire season,
right?
I mean, all right, we are continuing our conversation with Catherine Rehiest Boyd, who is the president of the Western States Petroleum Association, next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Catherine Rehise-Boyd, who is the president of the Western States Petroleum Association. You know, Catherine, we were talking about the last segment, you know, some of the ideas to reduce emissions. And, you know, you said, hey, you know, when you're focused on one solution, which tends to be right now battery electric, which is not green when you think about where batteries come from. It's not secure when you think about the geopolitics and all of the minerals and the control that the Chinese have over a number of rare earth mines and manufacturing. But I do think we need to talk about some of the innovations that your industry has made. I toured the Rodeo facility, Phillips 66, about a year and a half ago, that is going to be the largest renewable diesel refinery in the world. I think 800 million gallons a year. What is renewable diesel and why is it better than electric?
Yeah, and so for renewable diesel, and we have two facilities. We have Marathon and Phillips 66, both in where? Northern California. Both that impact the supplies for where? Nevada. So it's interesting. You know, renewable diesel is a wonderful innovation. It's certainly lower emissions, has no fossil whatsoever in it. So basically it's fats, greases, oils that are used to, as you know very well with your trucking industry, very, very great technology to reduce them. But there's something that I think is also in the equation, Paul. So when two refineries in California convert to renewable diesel, they are no longer making gasoline at all, zero. That tightens the gasoline market. Now, I'm not saying that that shouldn't have happened. Of course, that's where we're all going, right? But what happens to the market is it tightens the gasoline supply and puts more pressure on the cost. Because if that gasoline—
Wait, so I mean, this is your basic economics. When right. you decrease the supply, the cost goes up.
Exactly. And so if you're going to do that, which obviously the state of California is, and our companies are you know, anxious to comply, then you have to talk about, okay, what happens to the market? That's the study we did that I'd love to do a segment on. So what happens if that estimate of decline in gasoline supply that California thinks is going to happen as electricity vehicles ramp up, what happens if it's wrong? Because right now it is very wrong. The influx of electric vehicles is not happening at the rate, and therefore gasoline demand is not coming down at that rate, and therefore the supply is tightened. And what makes it worse, Paul, and I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but to understand, if we cannot get oil out of the ground in California, that's crude oil that makes gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. If we can't get it out of the ground, and we can't right now, we're at a 15% decline because the state of California will not give us permits to produce crude oil. So all that crude oil, the majority of it has to come through the ports of LA and Long Beach on tankers from 40 days away from places that are going to raise costs, increase greenhouse gas emissions. And I sit back and I go, that is a dumb plan. Why do we have a plan that is going to increase cost for California, for Nevada, for Arizona? We're going to get it from foreign places that don't particularly share our values. We're going to stick it on ships for 30 to 40 days and increase transportation costs.
Burning bunker oil.
Right. And the port of LA and Long Beach is congested. How we think we're going to get all this vessel traffic into a congested port, this is why I'm saying cliffs and hard landings are upon us, because we are not having the conversation you and I are having right now. And
well,
it
and look,
makes
I think it's
me
incumbent
very
on
nervous.
Us.
Very, yeah, very nervous.
Yeah, it's incumbent on us to do that. And unfortunately, a lot of the mainstream media, they are bought and paid for, look it up, by interests that want to get rid of oil, that want to get rid of gas, that want to continue the fear-mongering of climate change. So we can't have these sensible conversations because, Catherine, my folks want to use less fuel. You know, they want to have less emissions.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's kind of, you know, we need to make sure, and it sounds like, hey, 62% of Nevadans already understand that this is going to be an issue. But
yeah. And there's a better way, Paul. There is a better way. I
100%.
Think you and I could sit down and design it.
Hey, in an afternoon at the Elks Lodge over Pecans.
Absolutely. I'm in, man. You just give me a call.
All right. Hey, Catherine, you and I are going to continue this conversation. Watch for some things that we're going to be doing together to continue talking about good, innovative solutions that aren't draconian in terms of energy. Catherine, thank you again. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This has been Paul Enos filling in for Sam Shad. If you want to rewatch this show or you missed any part of it or watch old shows, you can go back to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thank you for watching and listening.